Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the list and your boy at Fightful.com. With Jimmy Van and Sean Ross Sapp, they're on fire. Boom shakalaka.
200 strong.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is April 12th, 2023. This is the list and your boy. Hopefully it won't be called that much longer. I'm ready for a name change, Jimmy. Look,
yes,
we can even use this graph, this frame still, because it's not on the frame. I love it.
That's
hit
nice.
Hit me with show ideas, guys. I would greatly appreciate that. Show name ideas. Leave a thumbs up on this video. Get in your super chats and humper chats. As the weeks go by, this is progressively becoming more of a read the super chat show. So you can do that here at youtube.com/Fightful. You can go to humperchats.com as well to support us, but you can also support us at a fightfulselect.com where we had a very big story today that will be the topic of conversation. Jimmy, how you doing?
I'm good. So what was the podcast title that Jeremy suggested?
The Jimmy Appreciation Society, with the rib being
perfect.
That when you decided on this name, you're like, oh, Sean says your boy for like 2 months, and there's a list right now on TV. That's timeless. Let's go with that. And now people go, why the hell is that called the list and your boy? And I'm like, I don't know. Didn't like it then. Don't like it now. But here we are.
I don't think my list was because of Jericho. It was because I have a list every week.
It was literally the list of Jimmy stylized like Jericho.
Yeah,
list.
No, I did that after we came up with the title. I did that. But I think it's because I have a list of topics every week. I think that's the reason that I did it. Oh, whatever. I'm not too married to it. So I just told Sean, whatever. I got bigger fish to fry. So you got a little hate over the Shazam McKenzie thing, Sean Ross Sapp.
Oh, boy. That's what we're starting off with.
Twitter was on fire.
We're starting off with, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Listen,
you know what they couldn't say anything bad about?
What's that?
What happened in the ring. They couldn't say anything bad about the DDT. So they went on to, the crowd didn't make a lot of noise. Listen, I'm sorry. I know it's going to sound like I'm making excuses. Mikey and Tyler both said, listen, don't take that to heart. It was 7 hours into a convention, 11 p.m. at night. It ain't going to be loud. I had people that were like, he really thought they'd know who he was. No, I was following the creative that was presented to me because that's what you do in a situation like that. And I'm going to have some fun. And hey, listen, if you got butt hurt over that, boy, you're really going to hate how things end up. You're really, really going to hate it. But you know who didn't have a problem with it, Jimmy? Anybody there, because I got a lot of great, great people that helped me out with that and calmed me down, and people that I respected and that I've covered for a long time that were giving me advice on it before we did it. It was a really good experience outside of working with Shaza, which is always a terrible experience that I want nothing to do with. But go ahead.
I was going to say, wait till the haters see you do a run-in on Raw and drop an impaler on Bianca.
Yeah.
Or are they going to hate that?
And listen, Gangrel told me I had a good impaler.
Yeah, you mentioned. It's not often that your activities, that I get a bunch of hate. You know what I mean? Like sometimes things happen where I get a bunch of hate. I got a bunch of hate over you doing that. And so I just want to say this quickly. I had no issue with it. I knew Sean told me about it. I had no issue with it. So the first thing is he donated.
One of the reasons I got hired is because I had wrestling experience and commentary experience. And I had done this shit in the past. Like I would not have been in that position had I never wrestled before. Like I would, it would have never been a thing.
Sure.
Like that. Yeah. I would have never done it had I never wrestled before, unless I had been through wrestling school before doing that particular spot. Like I wouldn't do that. But before I joined Fightful, I did like maybe 30, 40 matches, and I wasn't feeling too hot physically. we started Fightful, and when Fightful started, I didn't have time for anything. I didn't. My honeymoon was delayed by a year because I didn't have time to go on that, much less train and be in the ring. And if I couldn't train, I wasn't going to keep doing that. But I'm getting some of that done now. I'm going to do a few things as long as physically I can hold up and all that stuff. But man, you, I had the people were stretching and they're like, Sean took a spot from somebody else. And I'm like, on Black Label Pro, they've got 17 match cards. What are you talking about?
Yeah. No, I mean, I looked at it like, I mean, number one, you donate your payoff to charity, which I don't think a lot of people know. Yeah. So that's number one. And number two, this was a small independent show. You know, it's not like it's airing on national television. Like, it's not hurting anybody. And then the other thing too, and you were very public about this, I think, this is almost like a bucket list thing for you. You know what I mean? Like, you
want, I wanted to see wanted to see if I could still physically do it. And a lot of that will be dictated by the direction of this. If this continues, if I feel like doing this anymore, if I feel like making a payoff or something like that of any capacity, because I want to see physically if I can do it, because there were days before Fightful where my wife had to help me out of bed because I couldn't stand up straight. Couldn't focus all day. And now I'm feeling like, all right, maybe I can get in shape, do something, do some fun stuff. We'll see how it goes, but,
cool.
Yeah, right. I'll just see how it works. But I mean, like, I've had the opportunity to do some stuff with places that I cover. And I said, no, because I think that's a conflict. And ultimately it's up to me if I want to do that. I run the day to day of the site. And I told our audience on Fightful Select, I was like, you know what? At the end of this, I will do a podcast and break down every bit of it, because some people are like, oh, you should vlog the process.
Right.
I'm not going to keep the secrets of this to myself either. I'm in the business of telling those secrets. So I'll do just like I did with the CM Punk story, where we did like a how it happened. And like me and Denise did the week after the GCW thing, where people had questions, they had concerns. They were like, oh, how could you take money from GCW? Well, I don't. Not only that, they didn't even ask me to put me on a trading card. Like, I had no idea about that. Like, I want to make this clear. I will never, ever, ever take money from a wrestling company to do anything while I'm with Fightful. Period.
You'll take $5 on your way to the ring for the battle.
Oh, yeah, I will. I still have a $5 bill from GCW. Like, but I will never take money from a wrestling company to do anything. And one of the, when I was asked, oh, what would it take for you to do a spot or this or that? I'd said, it'd have to be somewhere that I'm not reviewing, because I feel like that is for me, or covering the news of. Reviewing is a little bit different. It's subjective opinions about subjective wrestling, but it would have to be somewhere that I didn't cover regularly, because I'm not interested in doing that.
There you go. Well, I had an old friend that I've known for years from the independent circuit, and he was very offended by your spot.
Was he?
And as soon as I told him everything I just told you,
yeah,
he was totally cool with it after that.
Yeah,
as soon as
you should have told him to suck my ass is what you should have told
him. Yeah, is that what it was? Or go fuck my ass? Go fuck your ass.
No, go fuck your ass. Yeah, that one. Like if that is what you spend your time being upset about on any given day, you're living a pretty good life, and you need to consider yourself blessed, because I'm sorry, but you know who encouraged me to do pro wrestling more? Billy Robinson. And I think that his opinion is worth more than some random Twitter with you know, 30 followers from Reddit or something like that. So.
All right, well, let's start with the AEW news from last week. You know, they said they're going to make an announcement. You speculated it was going to be a UK show, and that's what it was. They announced that they're going to do their first stadium show on August 27 at Wembley Stadium in London, which was the site of SummerSlam 92. They're bringing back the All In name, which was the name of the first show that they did before the AEW brand existed. After this announcement, I read a bunch of sentiment online, and it was so polarizing. The AEW loyalists were saying they're going to sell out, and the AEW haters were saying it's going to be a disaster. And my opinion, I think that this is a risk worth taking. Like if I was Tony Khan, I think I would do the exact same thing. And there's several reasons why I think it's a risk worth taking. One is AEW's got a good presence in that market. You know, like, their television ratings are pretty good. You know, it's all relative. I mean, obviously they have more viewership in the U.S., but their television ratings are pretty good for the market. They haven't done a live event yet in the UK, so there's going to be high interest for it. Plus, who do the Cons, what football team do the Cons own?
Fulham
FC in the Premier League. You're telling me that they can't do cross-promotional work? They absolutely can. So I think it is a risk worth taking. I got a bunch of questions about this, and obviously Punk comes to mind, but the first thing I'll ask you is your general thoughts on this announcement that they're going to run Wembley Stadium.
I think it's a good idea. I do. I think that it, and I like the idea of them running all out a week later too, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I think what they should do is just completely load up that entire week. You call in every favor that you've ever had. You add every star that you possibly can. You do good 7 to 8 match cards. You don't got to do 14, 15. You bring in some ROH stuff to integrate it. You make all in, all out, Rampage and Dynamite, all huge. You do a ladder match. You do throw blood and guts on one of them. You throw a casino battle royal on one of them too. Like, do everything that you can to maximize this and make it seem like the biggest wrestling week that has ever existed outside of WWE. Every single thing you can do, go as big as possible, maximize this, make this your week.
So it was Anthony Bowens was the first person I saw from the Acclaimed who confirmed on Twitter that they're still doing All Out the following week. Now today, it just so happens, this is April 12th. It just so happens that today Warner Brothers Discovery announced that they're launching their new streaming platform on May 23rd in the US called Max, which is pretty creative. So I got to ask you, do you think that maybe All In is, you know, an AEW special on Max? Do you think maybe they'll do a 2-for-1 pay-per-view package? Like, when I think about the precedent for this, the only thing I can think of for one brand doing two shows in a week, pay-per-views in a week, only thing I can think of is Survivor Series 91. Hogan loses to Taker, and then Tuesday in Texas a few days later. I can't think of another two pay-per-views from the same brand in a week. So what do you think they might do in terms of how they're going to air these two shows?
Well, I remember, gosh, I feel like it felt like maybe April 2017, WWE did a bunch because they did Mania and the Saudi show and all that stuff. But even that wasn't so close. But I look at this and I'm like, this is their opportunity to put a big stamp on that specific week and do it. But I don't remember anybody doing it that close. And as you mentioned, Anthony Bowens is like, hey, we're still doing this. And we had reported a while back they're aiming for the United Center for All Out. And I had people in the company say that or tell our connections within the company it's still on the schedule. Like now maybe that could be updated or changed. I don't think it should. I say do it. I say go for it. I think it should be on Max. Hopefully by then, they're all on Max. Hopefully by then, they have just completely killed off the idea of individual a la carte pay-per-views. And they're saying, you subscribe to Max, you get two pay-per-views in the span of a week. Wrestling fans, this is perfect for you. Like, that's what I would envision. And that's just me from the outside looking in.
Right.
Warner Brothers or Warner Media or whatever the hell they're called, WBD at this point.
Warner Brothers Discovery, yeah.
They seem to understand that wrestling is something that they can lean into. It's relatively cost-effective for them. You got Dynamite, Rampage, and even though Rampage does very, very low numbers, for what the network wants, it's probably doing just fine. Looks like they're adding another show.
Yeah.
All Access is a thing now. All Access is doing a lot better than Slap Fight was doing. Probably cost. Well, I don't know what the cost is in relation to that, but they seem to understand that AEW content works very, very well for what they want to do. And there are a whole lot of people that you can get to a subscription service that honestly aren't interested in paying for anything else but wrestling. Like, yeah, I'm not saying that wrestling fans don't watch movies and stuff like that, but you're going to get a whole subsection of people that specifically are like, I don't want to seek out an illegal stream of this pay-per-view. I'd just rather get it. And especially at this price point, why not?
Yeah. Plus these streaming services need content.
Yeah.
We need content. And AEW gives you 52 weeks a year of live content or fresh content. So it makes a lot of sense. So, okay. So Dynamite last week, FTR wins the tag team titles. Kind of ends the speculation about, oh, they're going to leave and go to WWE, right? They win the tag team titles. after the show was over, between them winning the tag team titles and between the announcement about Wembley Stadium, Dax Harwood kind of teases on social media, hey, if you want to do 50,000 at Wembley, FTR and CM Punk against the Elite might get you there. Now, we have heard that Punk misses wrestling and that he's had talks with Tony Khan. Where did you hear that from? Well, Sean Ross Sapp reported it on Fightful Select.
FightfulSelect.com, yeah.
It seems like their best chance to do a good number at Wembley might be to have Punk return and do something with the Elite. What do you think the odds are that CM Punk returns in time for All In?
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I think it is, if this makes any sense, I think every day it's more possible, but I don't think that every day it's more likely.
Mm.
Time heals all wounds. Mm-hmm. And we have reported that Young Bucks and Omega are negotiating new deals with AEW, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's out. I don't think anybody that has their head out of the clouds understand or would go against them being like, we don't want to work with him. Why would they after what he said and what happened? I personally feel like if Ace Steel wasn't in that room, this probably would have blown over by now. Mm. But that's just my hypothesis, my take on things. If I were the Elite, and it's, again, it's me, not them. I wouldn't have to deal with him every week. I wouldn't have to do all that. I would be like, okay, Tony, we're negotiating these new deals. We haven't wanted to work with CM Punk, but make it worth our while. Make it worth our while to work with this guy who we don't like, who said a lot of bad things about us and, you know, caused a fight. Make it worth our while. Now, when I look at the things that CM Punk said, I thought that the scrum was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't have said it. We didn't hear anything racist, homophobic, bigoted, nothing. Well, we heard stuff Colt Cabana's family brought up, which isn't cool, but not like in an incendiary manner. You know what I mean? Like that would make me go, okay, that's more important than the money I'm going to make associated with this, right? Like, there's people that I like, people that I don't like. And if you asked me to work with somebody that I don't like, I'd be like, well, what's the benefit of this? And then I'd look at the reason why I don't like them. I'd be like, well, is it because they said something racist, homophobic, blah, blah, blah? Why are you working with them? If it's we had a poor interaction, gotten into a little bit of a tizzy, anything like that, okay, is it going to be worth my while to work with them? Yes, okay, I'll do it. The art that could be made from this would be unlike anything AEW has experienced.
I mean, the Elite, they're professional guys. Like, these guys didn't just start yesterday. They're professional guys. Omega, he comes off like just such a chill guy and a guy that wants to do business. And the other thing I was thinking about when it comes to this, so because they're doing two major shows in a week, I think a bigger match, and you tell me if you think I'm right or wrong, I think a bigger match for All In, because it comes first, would be Punk Omega one-on-one, as opposed to possibly a six-man tag. And then maybe you do FTR and the Young Bucks for the tag titles. Then at All Out, you do the six-man tag. I think if they could make Punk's first match back at Wembley Stadium one-on-one with Kenny Omega, I think that'd be a bigger deal. And like you said, it just, they got to make it worth as well.
And I'm not trying to denigrate Punk or anything like that, because I'm just not. But I think if you're booking CM Punk, you book him guaranteed only one match, because physically, like, look at the injuries that have happened since last year. He hurt his foot, he came back, hurt his bicep. That's something that you have to take into consideration before you promote two matches. Now I would like to think that's past him, and I sure hope so, but I think that that's something that you have to think of before you're like, okay, we got to book him here and there. And then the thing you have to weigh is, okay, well, Wembley is more important than the United Center, but also booking him in the United Center means you're going to sell it out immediately. But it's also very important to add him to Wembley. At the very least, you can promote an appearance of Punk at All Out as well as All In. But
plus, consider, depending on his health, they could get away with a six-man tag on the second show. Right.
Yeah. That's
like making a one-on-one with Omega the second match. That's a big risk, because then he's got to really deliver. I want to talk about attendance expectations for the Wembley show. Someone threw around the number, and I don't know where this came from. Somebody threw around a capacity of 90,000 for Wembley Stadium. The thing is, like, AEW has no expectation of hitting that kind of a number. And you know what's going to happen when they don't hit that kind of a number? Their haters are going to declare the show a failure.
Yeah. But 80,000 was the disputed number for WWE, so it ain't gonna be 90.
Which, and 80 was incorrect. The reality was 65,000 in that range for SummerSlam. The other thing you have to take into account is AEW, they don't have a British bulldog. They don't have a generational type, you know, England-based star that can pull the kind of numbers that the Bulldog did. However, have you heard what Meltzer reported? Meltzer reported that they had 25,000 signups to get early access to the ticket presale on May 2nd. Have you heard that?
I have heard that, and it's only grown. But so they can call in favors. Zack Sabre Jr., Will Ospreay, that's nice. They have Soraya. They have Jamie Hayter. That's four decent talent right there. I think it would actually be cool if they brought in Harry Smith Jr. for like an opening match, or
David Smith
Jr. just as like a tip of the cap.
You know what else they should do, dude? They should have Lennox Lewis go out there waving the flag. Why not?
I mean, why not? I love Lennox Lewis.
Yeah.
But the Anthony Joshua match did like 90. They said 90,000 as well. But like, we got people saying even 20K is a big ask. No, it's not. What are you talking about? 20K is a big ask. This is going to be their first show in Europe ever. They're not going to do anything before or immediately after. They're going to say, if you want to watch this, this is how. I mean, they did 20,000 in New York. They're going to do well over that.
Have you heard about, I read somewhere that AEW's supposed internal target is 40,000. Have you heard that?
I haven't heard that. Okay. I haven't heard a lot of that. I think they're just going to kind of see how it goes. But I know one thing, we're going to see some of these super chats. Anna Rudd says, what's the internal view of Cody? Do they see him as a top star or another Styles Owens? Fear his impending loss to Lesnar will cause irreparable harm. Well, we'll see how it is, but I don't think somebody's going to work with Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar back to back if they don't foresee them as a top guy.
Cody's not losing to Brock. And you know, people have been comparing it to Cena, and it's been very similar. I love the fact that Brock brought the stairs into the ring because that's how Cena beat him, if you remember.
Yeah.
So people are comparing it to Brock Cena when Cena lost to The Rock at WrestleMania. They got the shot of Cena sitting there dejected. Same thing. They got the same shot of Cody at WrestleMania. The very next night, Brock lays out Cena when he returned to WWE, just like he laid out Cody. Then they have a match, Cena and Brock, just like Brock and Cody's going to have a match. And Cena beat Brock. I believe it was the FU onto the steps in the ring, and he pinned him on the steps. And Brock laid out Cody on the steps. There's a lot of similarities. I don't think Cody's losing to Brock Lesnar. I think this is part of his redemption story. But I do want to ask you something, though. So last week, I talked about how I felt that they were booking Cody to look like a stupid baby face. And how, from a character perspective, if Cody going into Mania had ever watched any of Roman Reigns' matches, he would have seen that he follows the same formula every single time. Referee distraction, bloodline interference. Doesn't matter if it was Brock Lesnar, Drew McIntyre, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, over and over and over and over. That's the formula that they follow. So you'd think, from a character perspective, Cody's going into his biggest match on the biggest show, he'd be prepared for that. So I was curious about his promo this week on Raw. I wanted to hear what he was going to say.
Or the damn authority figure.
Like that too.
This doesn't just bury the baby face. It buries the authority figures that see this happen. What I would at least like Adam Pearce to have some sort of mention. He's like, he's a draw. That's why we look the other way.
Something
that type of thing. Like, make him even look like a little bit of a coward to Roman Reigns. If you're going to have the baby face out there being like, and I get it. Complaining or making excuses about a loss can sometimes be like, oh, okay, they're making an excuse. Come on, we've watched it two and a half years now. It's the same thing.
Right. Yeah, and so when I was watching Cody's promo, I wanted to hear his explanation. I wanted to hear what he was going to say. What he said was he didn't calculate or adjust to the lengths that Roman Reigns would be willing to go. He didn't calculate or adjust to the lengths. And I saw that and I thought, okay, well, now you're a stupid babyface. Because you've seen the bloodline interfere match after match after match after match, but you didn't calculate or adjust. So I hated what he said in the promo. I hated it. And Cody's delivery is great. And the stuff he said about Brock is great. But I hated the explanation for the Roman thing. Do you think I'm dissecting this too much? Do you think that Cody's as over as he ever was?
I do think Cody is still very, very over. It's just, I feel like he is over in spite of some of this stuff.
Right. Right. Almost like LA Knight.
Yeah. Yeah. Ashton says sad people are concerned about Drew's contract more than his own health. We gave you the scoop on his contract. It's roughly 8.5-9 months on FightfulSelect.com. But also, people can be like, I heard people say that about the Vince thing. They're like, I'm more worried about the mustache than the allegations. We talked an awful lot about those goddamn allegations when they happened. Unfortunately, that was a major topic of conversation that was covered heavily. Wish it never happened.
Right.
For us to cover to begin with, but people can multitask.
Is McIntyre being off TV solely a health reason? Is his contract have anything to do with it whatsoever?
I'll find out, but okay. WWE seemed confident that they would get a deal done eventually.
Okay.
Burnt River Comedy says the money and the mouth. Nope, that ain't going to be. I am never going to be known as the mouth. No, thank you.
Not publicly anyway.
Oh boy. Spencer says, when's a realistic time period of a CM return? He could come back any day. If they hatched out a deal. Spine on the Pine says, what's the chance of Bucks or Omega going to WWE? I don't think necessarily high. These negotiations will be very, very interesting. And I mean, there's always a chance. They almost went there years ago. AEW not only got them, but offered more money, but WWE is offering a whole lot more money now than AEW was offering then. So I think that's something that has to be weighed, because I don't care what kind of hiring freeze there is right now, Jimmy. If those three guys or one of the three, I don't care if it's even one of the Bucks. Mm-hmm. If it's one of the Bucks and not the other, you still offer them a lot of money to make that happen.
So this is going to be another topic I was going to ask you about. So Jay White officially debuted last week on Dynamite. It seemed like a foregone conclusion a few months ago that he was going to sign with WWE. He kind of fits the mold of somebody WWE would like. You had noted that there had seemingly been a hiring freeze, whether it was unofficial or not, ever since Vince returned in January. And now, not only did Jay White sign with AEW, FTR announced that they resigned with AEW, and Brian Cage announced that he resigned with AEW.
Let's hold on a second. Fightful Select announced that FTR and Brian Cage resigned with AEW just before Dynamite last week. We snuck that into the select portions thing where we said FTR is sticking around. And then yesterday we reported that Brian Cage did ink his contract, and people were saying, oh, well, it was definite once he helped Swerve. No, it wasn't, because the contract didn't get signed till this week, like Monday, I believe it was.
So given all of that, given that they haven't brought in anybody new since January, they apparently let Jay White go, like they potentially could have had him. FTR resigns, Brian Cage resigns. How likely is it that they're going to throw a bunch of money at Omega and the Bucks? Do you think that there's enough? Because obviously Hunter's aware, but is there enough awareness with Vince as the guy that's still the decision maker about this stuff that they would throw the money required to get a guy like Omega or the Bucks?
Yeah, they would absolutely do that just to hurt AEW if they could. I was surprised they didn't get Switchblade in general. Like, that was such a slam dunk for them. You got a full year of programs that are just locked down because of that. And in our FightfulSelect.com report about the hiring freeze, we've learned that Nick Aldis had been contacted by WWE, and they're like, Triple H likes you, we want you, but sorry, we can't right now.
Really?
So there was interest. But yeah, and that was like January from what I understand. He is such a WWE guy. Nick Aldis. Yeah. And not only that, Nick Aldis could help you in so many ways. Like, I don't want him to like spend an extended time in NXT, but there are a ton of people in NXT that are being thrown into the fire, like Nick Aldis was in TNA early on. Mm-hmm. He was thrown right into the fire, and look how well he emerged out of it. I think that's very valuable to have somebody be like, listen, I know it's a lot, I know it's overwhelming. Take a deep breath, keep working hard, and you can accomplish these things and become a good in-ring performer as well. Whew, a lot there. The Real Nerd says, great article on Fightful Select today about CM Punk. I, for one, would love to see him return on what looks to be a huge summer for AEW. It would be a big part of it. I do think that some amends need to be made. Jack Sinclair says, you come into the UK for All In? I don't know. A lot of that will depend on the media availabilities. Here's the way I felt about that in the past. I didn't feel like it was necessarily fair for me to go over there and take media opportunities away from people who don't have that many of them. That ain't like a Black Label Pro show where they're booking 17 matches, Jimmy. They don't get a lot of events over there. So I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that. But I am going to go for Money in the Bank, because I want to take, it's going to be like a little bit of a work / vacation thing.
I've told Sean too much about Leicester Square, Piccadilly Circus. You can go to a Chelsea game. I love London.
Yeah,
I've been
there not because my wife wants to go and
play nothing to do with it.
Quidditch or Harry Potter or whatever they do over there. Mo Money says the SRS and Jimmy Van show.
A little better than that. A little better.
Caden says El Fantasmo joining Jay and Rock Hard. By the way, Caden will be helping us out with moderating tonight on AEW. Big thank you for that. Says the old BC sign. I think El Fantasma would be good. I think that some of the in-ring would be adjusted for him, but I think the AEW having a full Bullet Club wing would be very, very good, because Jay White has mentioned how he wants to expand it. But he leaned out of saying he was still in the Bullet Club as well. Vasco says, who you got for the open and main event of All In? I feel like the open has to be a UK homegrown person, somebody high energy.
Get the crowd up.
Kenny Omega and Ospreay might be a good one.
As the opener.
Ooh, that's rematching
a tough act to follow.
Or Bryan Danielson versus Zack Sabre Jr. Also a tough act to follow.
Yeah. It's part of the problem.
JM Melagrito says WWE Discovery is partnered with WWE via BT Sport, launching Max in the UK. Maybe off for the meantime. AEW is airing on free-to-air ITV in the UK. You never know how that can happen. And WWE, their rights fees are coming up. I mean, I did a story about about why they pick certain places. And a rep told me straight up, well, one of the reasons we're running in primetime in the UK is to say, look what you can get. This is what you can get to rights fee people. How about Fightful Live? You know, actually, you said Frightful Live. It will not be Frightful Live. Maybe Fightful Live.
We can review horror movies, Sean.
Yes. Best $5 spent. Thank you so much. Alex Silva says, I heard a rumor in WWE that people are thinking about bringing back the big gold belt after the draft. Have you heard anything? People in WWE haven't heard a ton about the draft. They just heard rumblings that it was coming. But as far as a brand split, titles, people doing different things, the integration of them, they don't necessarily know. I get the feeling that why WWE is doing this, and again, it's my hunch, is because instead of selling the whole shebang to a media company, they are now once again shopping media rights, and they want to develop some parity and say, you can buy all this or you can buy individuals and have your own flavor and show. Walker says, what's the news on Edge's contract, or will he retire on this year? He's teased it. Originally, his contract was supposed to be up early this year, but there was injury time added, as far as I know. TB says, hey, Jimmy and SRS, I sat on Select, best 379 GBP in the biz, and hopefully All in London will be my first ever wrestling shows. Opinion on best tickets for ring and entrance viewing in the stadium setup. Well, I'll warn everybody of this. If you're in a big venue like that, do not get floor seats.
Unless you're front row.
Do not.
Yep.
Yeah. Even if you're 4 or 5 rows back, yep. I don't do floor seats. I hate it. There's always somebody there. I don't know why venues haven't developed some sort of riser system. Don't know why we're in the year 2023 and this is still an issue. But that floor is bad. Don't do floor.
I agree. When we went to the Mariah Carey concert in whenever that was, December, I was second or third row. We had pretty good seats. And yet my wife all night complained that she had Andre the Giant blocking her view, basically.
Oh, yeah.
So it is tough when you're on the floor, unless you're front row.
We got KE775 saying, with Trish, Becky, and Damage Control pending breakup, and the draft seems like there's a chance to reinvigorate the women's division. Hopefully they don't screw it up. I hope not. We're starting to see some more supplemental stories associated with the women's division. I felt bad for Chelsea Green. You know, her first partner vanished. Like, don't know what's happening. Second partner, well, that didn't get to take off because Chelsea got sick last week. But I liked what they did with her. They added supplemental stories to the show. That way you'll care when she loses. I thought that was very good. Trish and Becky, that's good. That's a non-title story. You got the women's tag team titles. Let's do something with it now. That's what I want to see.
So I am part of the camp. Maybe I'm like the minority on this. I think Io Sky should be Bianca Belair for the women's title.
I don't disagree with that at all. I think Bianca is so special. I think she's great. But I think that would be... Io's got it, man.
Like, she's
that
very good. I agree.
She had with good. Becky. And I got an interview coming this upcoming week about... Or not this coming week, but very soon. I interviewed Io Sky recently, and she's working on her English constantly, doing the damn thing. Love it.
Yep. I mean, I look at it like this. You know, if you give her the title, Bianca, like you said, is fantastic, but the Raw Women's Division is a little bit stale right now. Io's stock immediately gets raised if she's got the title. That's number one. Number two, you've got, like you're talking about supplemental stories. Now you got Bayley and Io with Damage Control. Now you got a story with those two. I suggested on Twitter that I think Io Sky should win the title, and some people countered by saying they can't do that because they're going to do Bianca and Rhea. When are they going to do Bianca and Rhea? Survivor Series in like 6 months?
Mania. Next year's Mania.
You got so much time for that. You know what I mean?
They're on different brands.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
For now. That doesn't matter in three weeks. But
I think they should pull the trigger. Io's very good in the ring. And can you imagine if she wins the title and she goes into a program with Asuka?
Yeah.
Be fantastic. Like there's a lot of options. So I am on that train. I would do that. And this is coming from someone who's a big Bianca Belair fan.
Yeah. Tony says Shivani let something slip out recently. Billy's account also has a lot more AEW stuff on it too. Can you try to confirm if she's still non-contracted or on a tiered deal? I keep asking about the tiered thing. I asked Billy yesterday, haven't heard anything back. In the past, she's been happy to get to me when she's a free agent because, you know, she didn't want people to think that she was locked down somewhere and pass up offers. Daniel says, is John Moxley nice? Also, I just want to throw this out there. There were a lot of people backstage at Black Label Pro watching Billy's match on their phones as the show was going on. I thought that was very cool. She was supposed to be on that show. But Daniel says, is John Moxley nice? Saw an article about him helping Shafir. Seems like a really cool guy. How do I put this? I've had nothing but positive experiences with John Moxley. He is not going to show up and be like, Sean, man, great to see you. Would you like this fruit basket? Give me a hug, pal.
Yeah.
He's fine. I've had nothing but positive experiences with him. Renee is, I don't know if she's handed me a fruit basket, but she's very nice.
I was going to say John somehow, some way magically got Renee Paquette. So there's gotta be something good about the guy.
Well, I mean, a lot, you see those differing personalities a lot.
I understand.
You know who is like that? Adam Cole is exactly like that. He is so kind that you're like, what's this motherfucker up to? Type of thing. You know what I mean?
And
Britt is not shy in saying, I'm not like that. Not like that at all. But I'll tell you what is nice, Jimmy. NordVPN.com/Fightful. I watched that UFC pay-per-view this past week. I paid 1/6 the price. You want to know how? I changed my virtual location with just one click. Got it via an overseas service. Jimmy, what the hell are you doing? Stop that.
I don't like having the camera on me when you do this.
Well, that's weird. Give them value. Give them value, Jimmy.
Put yourself on. That's value.
No, I'm reading.
You're the star of the show. You're the star of the show.
That's true. That's true. You know what? Yeah. He ain't wrong. So here we are. Change your virtual location.
You're the face. I'm the brain.
Shut up! Change your virtual location with just one click. Thanks to NordVPN.com/Fightful. Avoid price discrimination. Avoid price discrimination. Avoid your data being hacked by snoops and criminals when you're on that public Wi-Fi. I'm heading to the UK. I don't want Adam Blompiade and Luke Owen all up in my stuff. Like,
oh, let's see what Sean Ross Sapp is scooping today.
I don't want Ollie Davis all up in my stuff, being like, oh, I'm going to steal his scoops and then report it on the YouTube. I don't want that. So I've got NordVPN.com/Fightful. It's going to work on my phone, my laptop, desktop, PC, router, all that good stuff, and they have great tiers. Protect your password, get file encryption tools. They've got a locker, a password manager, like I just mentioned, and that IP switch as well. And they've got multiple tiers that you can choose from as well. Man, I got so many services that I was stumbling over my words to tell you all of them, and that's barely even cracking the surface. Like, there are some shows that normally I would have to wait until 3 a.m. Eastern to watch, and I'm able to watch them at 7 p.m. Eastern because I've got access to those overseas services that allow me to check out these shows a lot earlier. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Leave a thumbs up. We would greatly appreciate you guys doing that.
Everybody that you imitate, they either sound like Kermit the Frog or Harry Potter.
Yeah. That checks out. TB says, thanks, guys. Floor seats in my worry. Thanks for recommending. Top 3 AEW members for Bullet Club. Want them to bring ABC over from Impact. Yes, I want Ace Austin and Chris Bay to have a little bit of an AEW run too, like a little partnership thing with Juice and Switchblade. That's what I would love. KE775 says, who do you think should win Money in the Bank and Queen of the Ring along with Money in the Bank for men's and women's? Who are you thinking, Jimmy? Who's standing out to you in those right now?
So to me, King and Queen of the Ring is useless. It's pointless because they have conditioned me to believe it's pointless. Yeah. So I care more about Money in the Bank. I would love to see Montez Ford get a shot. I've been putting him over forever. So I'd love to see Montez Ford get a shot with the women's Money in the Bank. It's a little bit harder to come up with a name. I would have said Rhea Ripley going into Mania because she was the hottest female on the roster. Now she's the champion. Charlotte's taking time off. Ronda Rousey's not going to go for that. Maybe Chelsea. Chelsea might be fun. She might be fun. Yeah.
Depending on all, like, how everything goes there. We have so many super chats. Alex Silva says, nice guys make the best heels is what you're saying. Yeah, a lot of times they do. Mask says, SmackDown in Lexington in June. Can't wait. Yep, I will be there for that. Excited to check that out, see how that goes. Alan Jeanette says, going to AEW in Milwaukee tonight. Super excited. As somebody pointed out, Jimmy, Punk has made secret appearances at Milwaukee shows under a mask before. Silas Young's wrestling tonight. It was at Silas Young's indie, actually. Anime Otaku says, speaking of Britt Baker and Adam Cole, why does it seem like the best heels are actually the nicest people? Looking forward to All In if I can go. I mean, I can tell you that Ethan Page is like that too. He is an incredibly nice guy who is a very, very good heel. Sometimes they just got to let that out. Sometimes that's their outlet to sort of unleash all of that niceness that they've been, or that
they've had
frustration they've been bottled up.
Yeah.
Tom Talks Rubbish says, thank you for being nice people. SRS, go to Wrestling Media. I did Tom Talks Rubbish's show. Make sure you guys check that out and support him. He is doing really, really great stuff. He's a wonderful inspiration. Trey Cash says, he sends a generous one too. Let's spend some time on this. He says, if Fox and WWE don't come to an agreement, could you possibly see Fox inquiring about AEW to fill the slot? Sean, I appreciate everything you do. If you don't have haters, you're not doing something right. So hope you continue to make many more. I hope they just fuck off, honestly. People are like, isn't this good for engagement? I don't care. Just leave me alone and I'll leave you alone. Pretty simple. But yeah, I could see Fox maybe dipping in and being like, we can get some good ratings and it'll cost a lot less.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think they're in bed with Warner Brothers Discovery. And I think that there's too many corporate executives, especially at a network like Fox. I think that when they think pro wrestling, they think WWE. I think AEW, you know, their branding is still not where WWE's is from a mainstream corporate perspective. So I think they're in bed with Warner Brothers Discovery. I think it's a good fit. And I think that that's where they will resign.
I think so too. I think that's where they like that partnership. I think they realize the flexibility of that partnership. Phil says, any news on Danhausen's recovery? Yeah, I saw him this past weekend. He was in his sling. He hasn't missed like his comic cons or anything like that. So I would expect him to continue to do that, to make additional money. He said that he's not hating being at home with his family. He's liking the time that he's spending with them. And he doesn't want to be on TV while injured again because he got signed while he was injured and, you know, didn't want that to become like a retread type of thing. He's a brilliant guy. I mean, I know you've spoken with him a little bit, Jimmy.
Yep. I respect him a lot.
He's very, very smart. He understands how to make this work, how to maximize things, when to step back. He's a brilliant guy when it comes to that.
Yep. Just lost his dog recently too. So condolences.
Yeah. Sending love for that. Very lucky to have a family like Danhausen's. So I'm sure that dog had a great life. Chris Hart says, heard any reports of WWE attempting to mess with AEW ahead of All In? I think they should kind of sit back on this one. Don't appear to be petty in this situation, but it wouldn't. It wouldn't shock me to see NXT shows.
Yeah,
on one of those weekends.
I don't even know if I consider it petty. I don't know. It's something that Vince has done for decades.
Sure.
So it's nothing new.
It was petty when Vince did it.
Yeah, it was smart though, because he really did at the time hurt Jim Crockett. It's a different landscape now. But yeah. But it wouldn't surprise me. But they got SummerSlam on the 5th.
Yeah, wouldn't bother me either. It wouldn't bother me. I'm just like,
And you know what? If AEW decided to do the same thing, wouldn't bother me either.
Yeah,
it's fair game both ways.
I'm just like, maybe it's a selfish thing where I'm like, I don't want to cover more wrestling that week. Yeah. Orlando says, what would be another feud that CM Punk could have if the Elite don't want to work with him? MJF. MJF is the big one.
Yeah, we've been there, so maybe they do something else first. But
sure.
But that was a great program. Yeah.
We've been there too, but that's the reality of it. To me, you get everybody in the room, and I mean Colt Cabana too. You get them all in a room. Even if you don't fix it, you do what you can to make it a possibility.
You think Punk would be that willing to get Cabana in there?
I say, if you want to come back, that's what we got to do.
Right.
We got to kill all this shit. We're not going to ruin our locker room.
Right.
Meet Norma says, happy day after Taco Tuesday. Jimmy, do you have any insight or thoughts on the Washington Commanders sale? Recent rumors says the Canadian bid lacks funding. The NFL team, the Washington Commanders, are selling a record-setting asking price, record-setting deal, from what I understand.
I don't follow football enough. If you ask me about the Ottawa Senators, I'd have a lot more to say. But obviously, when you look at the valuations of sports franchises and people hear the price tag and they think, holy shit, when you look at the increasing valuation of the sports franchises and the increased valuation of television rights, you can kind of understand it. And when I go back and look at the Edmonton Oilers, which is my favorite team, as you can see the logos behind me, small northern Alberta franchise that almost went bankrupt many years ago, now they're worth almost $1 billion. So there's a lot of money in sports franchises. I don't know what the Commanders are asking, but the NFL is the richest league, at least in America. So
with a lot Corey of says, Endeavor seems to have a non-harassment policy Vince McMahon has to abide by. Will this have any weight during his time as a chairman? No more hush money then. Oh yeah. The days of that hopefully are long gone. I can't say they're long gone. That is a hope that type of thing is long gone, but
as soon as they close on this deal, whenever the close date is, as soon as that happens, and as soon as those shares convert to TKO stock, Vince McMahon loses the voting rights. Voting rights are gone. You know, whatever he has now, 80%, whatever it is, gone. He'll have his, I think, 17 or 18% of the new company. He's got to mind his P's and Q's after that. And if any more investigations come to light or any more allegations come to light, I think Endeavor will vote him out quick.
Amber says, 10 minutes down the road from Harry Potter. We've waited so bloody long for this and have all in at Wembley's beyond expectation. Swing by for a pint. A pint of what? What would I drink a pint of over there?
Sean's going to have a pint of Dr. Pepper.
I don't drink Dr. Pepper. Oh. But I know I can't have a pint of sweet tea in Canada. That much I have learned. But you know what the shit of it is, Jimmy? Your wife brought me a Nest tea, and she was like, oh, that's definitely what it is. It wasn't. It absolutely wasn't, but bless her heart. But now I'm hooked on Nest tea, and they don't fucking sell it here anymore. And people are like, get brisk, get that. No, it's not the same.
You like the Nest tea, though.
I drink those Monster Energy Rehabs. They don't sponsor me, so don't buy them. But I drink those, and I like just the taste of them. They're like tea and lemonade. But none of the things that I drink or that they have here taste quite like that without all of the caffeine. And Nest tea did. It was delicious. And now I can't find it anywhere because they don't sell it. And I tried every tea with lemon out here. I've got like 6 different boxes of tea with lemon downstairs that I haven't had. Super tea, brisk tea, Arnold Palmer, all that bullshit. Ugh.
Wouldn't you try one can first before you buy an entire box?
You can't buy one can out here. You gotta buy the whole thing.
You can't go to Walmart and they got a cooler and you just go buy one can?
I wish. Paul Riot Riles said this. Opinion on the Nitro stage from Mattel Creations.
Very cool. I saw it. Yeah, I saw it. It's spot on.
They've been just doing some incredible thing.
It's really good.
My God.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. And the figures look good too. Scott Steiner looks great.
Wow. We're gonna pull this up here. Now, again, at this point, the thing that I am collecting are like just things I had when I was a kid and some ECW figures.
Yeah, I don't collect the Mattel stuff either, but I see it. So it looks incredible. Look at that.
That looks like that Warrior? That's Warrior with his jeans. My God.
That is Warrior on the end there.
Same size torso as Rey Mysterio. Need to see that.
Yeah. No, they look really good.
Very cool. What's the percentage? Wood says, hello, guys. Sorry I'm late. Internet sucks. Jimmy, I have a question about Endeavor. What are your overall thoughts on it as far as talent, fans, company pay, television, etc.?
I think Endeavor's a great fit. They know the business model incredibly well. I think that they're going to provide a lot of added value to the WWE brand. And I think Ari Emanuel played Miss McMahon like a fiddle. I think he knew exactly what he was doing. I think he told everything that he wanted to hear. I think he recognized this guy's almost 80 and he wants you to pander to him and he wants you to kiss his ass. And I am going to get this deal without cutting a check. And that's exactly what he did. And when the first round of board rights or board elections happened, I think Vince is gone. And that is my prediction.
Alex Silva says, what if they make King of the Ring and Queen of the Ring number one contenders for the belt at SummerSlam like they did in 2002 with Brock? Well, the difference is when they did it in 2002 with Brock, that they had a very clear method of what they were doing. They knew what they were doing. They knew that it was going to be probably their last King of the Ring for a long time, too. And they wanted to give as much to this guy as possible. They have never, ever, ever in wrestling history thrown as much at one guy that soon as Brock Lesnar. He went undefeated. They were going to have him pin Stone Cold Steve Austin on TV.
With no promotion.
With no promotion. Yeah. Won King of the Ring. Beat The Rock. Won the title. Won the Royal Rumble. Main evented WrestleMania before a full year.
Yeah.
Before a full year. Now, King of the Ring, I guess it's not that far off. It's end of May, beginning of August. So it is about 2 months. And I guess I would give Roman an excuse to not work for a couple months. Woof.
I mean, there's two things that I would like to see when it comes to the King of the Ring and Queen of the Ring. The first one is don't insult our intelligence. And I know it's hard when you're talking about Vince McMahon, but don't insult our intelligence with let's have them wear a cape and let's give them a scepter and let's have them go out. And we're going to call them, you know, we're going to introduce them as King.
Yeah.
It's stupid shit. Back in the 90s, late 90s, when Edge won and Brock Lesnar won, they didn't do that shit. They didn't have him go out there for weeks and months wearing the stupid getup. Don't make him do it. That's number one. Number two, like you said, add stakes to it. Why do people want to be in this damn tournament? You know what I mean? Give them a reason to want to do it, but don't make them wear that stupid shit. If Montez Ford wins, that's cool because he's already got a crown. Let him just keep wearing the one he's already got. But otherwise, it's stupid. Don't make him do it.
Reminder, guys, we are live for The List Goes On right after this on Fightful Select. We would greatly appreciate you subscribing. We are about 85 subscriptions away from getting back to 10,000. I never thought that would happen again. That would mean an awful lot. We would greatly appreciate that. We got Mark saying, go to a Mexican supermarket. They sell Nest tea in packets, probably similar or the same one in Canada. It's not. It's just not the same. I can't explain it. SAS says, could Roman lose the titles at SummerSlam or will we have to wait for Mania? Just the idea of waiting till next Mania is so frustrating to me, Jimmy.
I don't know if they even know.
Yeah.
You know? But, I don't know. A lot of people have said this, too. So, you know, Paul Heyman, his interview with Ariel Helwani, Cody's redemption story, all that bullshit. A lot of people have pointed out, all you have to do is tell the story about Cody's previous WWE run, and his return was his redemption story. You know what I mean? Doing Stardust and wearing the mustache, having the mustache and wearing the face, all that bullshit. This was his redemption story when he came back. He should have won at WrestleMania. And we'll see where things go. I mean, he's going to beat Brock. I guess the question is, how do you think the people in Puerto Rico are going to, do you think that the people in Puerto Rico are going to be so excited to see Brock that they're going to give him a babyface reaction?
Well, I know our friend Demon Diva will, but other than that, I do not know.
Because
Brock's
a big name.
He is. You know what I mean?
So I'm curious.
Cody's a big name now too, though.
He is, but Brock transcends.
He was the top-selling individual merch seller of Mania Week.
Yeah, I get it. But like Brock, because of the UFC and all that stuff, I question when his music hits, if the people in Puerto Rico are going to treat him like a babyface. I don't know.
We've got, first off, I just want to address this since this motherfucker getting saucy. Oh, you skipped Super Chats. Very nice. You won't be getting my money. Well, you know what? We were about to get to yours. Now I'm going to wait and save it to the very end of the show, just since you were an asshole. That's what I'm going to do. I am modding this myself. So
where's Luis?
Be a little patient. He doesn't do our show, Jimmy. He doesn't do our
show. Maybe he needs to start.
Alex Silva says, I feel like they just want to get to 1,000 days and figure it out from there.
That's possible.
That's very possible. It's just like... What does the thousand name?
I agree. People don't really care anymore. You know, there it's his matches, and this has come from somebody that respects Roman Reigns and everything. His matches, the formula's tired. It's tired, you know.
Ryan says, I would love to hear Jimmy's thoughts on fellow Canadian Trish turning heel. Thank you for both doing what you do.
You know what is really fascinating about Trish, and I don't know if you know this, Sean. She is currently filming Canada's Got Talent in Toronto.
I didn't know that.
Yes. And so what she's had to do this entire time, she has had to go to Raw and then fly back home to tape. Why are you laughing? What's so funny?
I got a show. It's nothing about you. Just keep saying what you're saying while I get this for production.
All right. But she's had to fly to like Raw, fly back to tape Canada's Got Talent, fly to Mania, fly back to how home to tape Canada's Got Talent. So the girl is working. To be honest with you, she revealed her hand about the heel turn.
Yes.
Because she did an interview wherever it was before Mania saying she'd love to have one more run as a heel. So she revealed her hand. And so I was fully expecting it. I think most were fully expecting it. And I'll be curious what the story is. I think it's a logical story to tell to say, look, you know, it should have been Lita and me winning the tag team titles. We're the ones that go back 20 some years together. It should have been us. But we'll see. We'll see what the story is.
Since we have posted the CM Punk story, he posted a new Instagram story, Jimmy.
He did? Is he like, fuck SRS?
Not quite. Are you going to get a Rocky statue of this, Jimmy? That's what you need to do. Good God. Just get a little, print out a picture of CM Punk and put it over top of that.
I can do that. I can do that. And I'll post a picture of it with a thumbs up.
SAS says, no problem. Did you see the world titles being split in the draft? Triple H really hyped it up like something big is going to happen. I could see them sort of combining it and doing something like that. But to me, that makes any title established mean less, because he didn't lose it. But then that'll be the case with anybody. That'll be the case with anybody.
See, I don't mind them keeping the world title together so long as the champion can work both shows, which Cody would. Then you can have a program with a Raw guy and a program with a SmackDown guy. When your champion is only working big events, it's a waste of time.
That big dumb bitch Sport Kingdom says, Jay White should be the next champ. I think it's about time Tony... starts ridding away remnants of people who look like indie wrestlers.
Can you read that again, starting with the guy's name?
Big Dumb Bitch Sports Kingdom. That is definitely his name. I didn't say that because
I know.
But guys who look like indie wrestlers, well, God, now I'm glad I saved this for the last. Because, like, what the fuck are you talking about? Kevin Owens is one of the biggest stars in wrestling. Sami Zayn's one of the biggest stars in wrestling.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? What the hell are you talking about?
I will say one thing. So I agree with what you're saying. I think a lot of the wrestlers today look like supposed independent wrestlers. I mean,
so do most of the successful MMA fighters.
That's true too. Yeah. The only thing I will say is AEW needs to invest in giving the guys better television training. That's the only thing I will say because they don't know where the cameras are. They're not aware of them. Oftentimes when they cut promos, and they do this in WWE too, when they cut promos, they're always staring into the cameraman in the ring. And that annoys me. You've got four sides with a bunch of people. Cody Rhodes is a great promo guy. Did you see Cody Rhodes? He was addressing every side of the ring. He wasn't just focused the whole time on the guy, the cameraman in the ring. There's things that the guys, when you're plucking them right off the indie circuit, they don't have that training and you need to give it to them. But otherwise, who cares what they look like? Like you said, Kevin Owens is an excellent example of a guy that he doesn't fit the mold of what Vince McMahon would have looked at as a star, but he's a star.
Demon Diva says nobody's getting booed because people are just too excited for the event.
I can see that. Yeah. You know what he needs to do? Brock needs to go out there and F5 Bad Bunny. That's what he needs to
do. That'll get him booed. Yes, it will.
Yes.
If right after Bad Bunny's match, Brock F5s him. You're right. That would happen.
He should do that. And I'll tell you this, Bad Bunny like would fucking love it. He would love it.
Did you see that choke slam he took?
Yes.
Bill says, does Jimmy want to elaborate on his criticism of MJF signing autographs and staying in character too much?
No.
I hope not.
No, my issue is not with him staying in character. My issue is not with him signing autographs. My issue was don't potentially damage somebody's personal property. That's fucking stupid. So don't do that. I love the fact that MJF is an old school guy that stays in character, because not enough guys do that now. Too many guys. I've seen so many videos, Sean, on social media of somebody doing a video with somebody that they're currently in a program with. And they're doing a video with them on social media together as friends. So I love that MJF stays in character. Don't throw somebody's action figure across the room, because let him decide if he wants you to do that. Some people, when I criticize that on social media, they said, oh, well, it's worth more money now. Let the guy that owns it make that decision. Don't make that decision for him. That's his personal property.
Yeah, and, but that person can't just throw it and it be worth more money. It's got to be... It's CM Punk or it's MJF throwing it that makes it.
MJF should not potentially damage anybody's personal property unless they want him to do it. That's stupid. But otherwise, the staying in character thing, that's one of the things I like best about him, because not enough guys do it today. And well, that's.
Me and Shaza got to get creative for our thing, but I don't think we're hiding the fact that we're friends and all that stuff. I just want to beat her up real bad.
Yeah.
Anna Rudd says, is Jimmy a Chelsea fan? We're getting pummeled by Madrid at the moment. With that and Cody's recent booking, my sports fandom is going swimmingly.
So I've been to the 3 games. I've got a jersey around here somewhere. I don't know shit about English football.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And as a matter of fact, and whoever asked this question will appreciate this, I didn't know the games I went to, one of them anyway, that there was overtime. And so when the game ended, I got up to leave. I think I told you this. And I was with a client and he had to grab me by the arm and sit me back down. But if you go to England, Sean, and I don't know if your wife is into English football, it's an experience unlike any sporting experience. The fans are so passionate. If you wear the visiting team's jersey, You might literally have 12 guys like jump you in the concourse. You know what I mean? Like, they're very, very passionate fans. So I really enjoyed it, but I don't know shit about English football.
Matt James says, will WWE really put a title on Logan Paul as per the post he made? Yeah, I think they would.
Good
think
question.
They absolutely would. For sure would.
That is on my list.
Win money in the bank too. Well, we're over time, Jimmy. What's on your list?
Well, since he was that a super chat. Okay. So then I'll address it. So
we'll answer it here.
He told ESPN, he just signed a new multi-year deal and he said that he would love to have a WWE belt. He said he'd love to have it on his resume. So I was going to address this. When you look at the current landscape in WWE, the only one that makes sense to me is Austin Theory and the US title, because Austin Theory, with all due respect to him, I know he's a young kid and he's working hard. He's not over. I think the John Cena program hurt him more than it helped him. And because he's not over, the U.S. title isn't over. And so that would be the one belt. But then here's the question. How do you do a program with those two guys?
Yeah.
Like how? They're both characters that wrestling fans aren't exactly, you know, in love with. So how do you do it?
We also saw Logan Paul in a world title match already too.
True, but he didn't win it.
It's true.
But then the only here's another thing. If they did somehow come up with a way to do Logan Paul, Austin Theory getting exposed to Logan Paul's social media audience could benefit him.
Yeah.
But how do you do that program? Like if it was you, how do you do a program with those two guys that the fans are going to give a shit about? Yeah, it's going
to
be hard.
I think it's tough. You have to. That's why I think it should be somebody else. Like Logan and Cody would be fun.
But you don't want him to win.
That's also true.
You know, because he said he wants a belt. It's sure as fuck not going to be
a belt. Maybe not the belt.
Exactly. A belt. Exactly right.
Alex Silva says, question, with Cody being all about red, white, and blue America, how will some Saudis take to his gimmick? They were chanting, we want Sammy. Man, they will cheer whoever WWE tells them to cheer. Yeah.
Not only that, maybe they'll misunderstand American Nightmare. They'll be like, he's one of us.
All love for my friend, Big Dumb Bitch Sports Kingdom, who says, thanks for the show and thanks for the push. You're welcome. Dennis says, call the show The Hump Middle. You know what? There are some hump implications that can be made from this show. As if, like, I'm trying to improve the name, though. But, damn, we do have a camel as a mascot on this website. So.
Appreciate the super chat, Denis, but no, not going to do that.
And Caden Cease brings up something that I was very happy to see. Caden says, shout out to Ollie Albright. Legit cried last night. My friend Ali Cease, who goes by Ali Albright on the Indies, this made me very happy. Sasha Banks, Mercedes Moné, posting a picture in her t-shirt.
Oh.
Make sure you guys get that. Check it out. Nice. I am so proud of Allie. She's like family to me. That was so cool to see.
That's nice.
And who knows? Maybe after I get bored of beating up Shaza, I'll beat up Allie too.
That's why right not? Up there with Matt Riddle opening up his sweater, and he had a Sean Ross Sapp t-shirt underneath. Right up there with that.
That's what I did. I opened up my sweatshirt, and Shaza saw the Fightful logo, and she went, what the fuck? And then I hit her with a DDT.
Uh-huh.
Michael says, when does your interview with EO drop? I'll have to see. Like, I'm not going to release all the interviews immediately. It all depends on, like, when we can get things done and like, when they fit necessarily. But we're heading over to The List Goes on FightfulSelect.com. We gave you guys some bonus time today. We greatly appreciate all of you. We're back here for AEW tonight. Subscribe, leave a thumbs up, subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. We're out.